This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is pitching the Indo-Pacific region as a key part of the world's economic future as he faces deep pessimism at home. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Hours after the president arrived in South Korea, polling released by the AP Norick Center for Public Affairs Research found his U.S. approval rating at 39%, the lowest since he took office. Just a third of Democrats say the nation's on the right track, down from nearly half last month. On a five-day Asia trip, the president's trying to show close collaboration with fellow democracies can revitalize the global economy and benefit Americans. In Seoul, he toured a Samsung computer chip plant that will be the model for one in Texas.
This is the moment, in my view, to invest in one another, to deepen our business ties.
Saying much of the world's future will be written in the Indo-Pacific. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea said Friday it's achieving good results in its fight against its first confirmed COVID-19 outbreak, as the number of people with so-called fever symptoms rose past 2 million. North Korea lacks COVID testing capacity, and it has not specified how many of those fever cases have been confirmed to be COVID-19. A South Korean official says North Korea has not responded to offers of help from either South Korea or the United States. North Korean state news agency KCNA has reported 263,000 more people with fever symptoms and two deaths, taking its total fever caseload since late April to 2.24 million with 65 deaths. From Washington, you're listening.